Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Too much miscommunication. Too much diva. You know, I just don't... I've heard so many stories, and I like Antonio. He plays as hard as anybody on Sunday, and he practices hard. But you just got to make better decisions off the field, be on time, do some of those little things.
Now, Bucks head coach Bruce Arians on Adam Schefter's ESPN podcast talking about Antonio Brown turning into a diva. We have fresh Art Rooney comments on Antonio Brown. Rooney just wrapping up with the print reporters, the press, so to speak, and we will parse through these comments and take them as they come in and give you a chance, you, Chris Mueller, a chance to react to these comments. Let our listeners do some reacting to those comments throughout the day as well. Let's start with Rooney on Antonio Brown. According to Ed Bouchette, no trade discussions yet for Antonio Brown. And while he's keeping doors open as far as Brown's return, there's, quote, not that many signs out there that that's going to happen.
Well, that feels like a sort of a cagey way to say we don't want to completely napalm nuke our trade leverage here with the idea that we don't want him back, but we're not exactly going to put out the signal saying welcome back into the fold here, into the bosom of the Steelers organization, guy that won't call me back and desperately doesn't want to be here. So that just feels like the kind of typical cagey executive speak, not wanting to tip your hand completely and probably hurt yourself in that sense.
But for Art Rooney, who is as guarded and as measured as any executive in town, that to me is the equivalent of him walking into this meeting with reporters with his shirt off, with his chest painted with the letters, "We're trading AB" on it. I mean, for him, that's his...
Oh, I think it's much more a sign that he will get dealt than it is not. I think it's just him trying to
throw
a changeup when he could have thrown a fastball.
I don't take it that way. I think he could have spoken more generalities, and if he wanted to, he could have clarified the comments that came out in the paper last week. But I take those comments to mean, like, there's a 99% chance Brown's not on the team next year.
I don't put it quite that high, but...
there are not that many signs out there that it's going to happen, that he's going to come back.
I put it like 85, 90%. 99 suggests you'd be flabbergasted if he was actually here. I won't be completely...
You wouldn't be?
No, I won't be completely shocked if he's still here.
One of the things we've talked about as this soap opera has blown up is, what will Antonio Brown do? What can he say? What can he do to convince the Steelers that he's reformed, or that he's turned over a new leaf and he's ready to be a new team player? He's going to have a different mindset and attitude. Words are not, in my opinion, words are not going to be able to convince the team's owner that he's committed to the Steelers' cause. So what would be left for Antonio Brown to do to
kiss the ring, which he won't do?
But
like, actual, in terms of actual actions, sit down face to face and say, "Man, I screwed up. I'm really sorry. You guys paid me, and I acted like a jerk." Even then, I don't know if kissing the ring would help.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Even if he did that,
but I mean, that's an action. Coming in and talking face to face to the owner is an action. It's not just words.
But it's also something, Chris, that if he did that, I would look at it as short-lived. Like, well, he did that in the offseason when the bullets aren't flying. because he's either been programmed by his agent or he's savvy enough to at least make this conciliatory act. But that doesn't mean when we get into the season and he has four targets in a game that he's going to remember that conversation he had with his boss or his owner about the way he should act or behave. We're way past that. We're way past that with him.
Well, that's probably the reason that he's, I mean, you have it at 99% and I have it at 90% that he's going to get dealt because they've seen enough, because he's shown up in a hell of, because this isn't the first time, this isn't the first year. The Facebook Live thing was the first big salvo, most likely, even though they downplayed it at the time other than Tomlin, I kind of feel like they know what he is now. There's enough. Don't we say this about players in terms of their actual abilities? There's enough on tape that you know what a guy is or isn't as a football player. They know what he is as a person. So that's probably why they're done with him. But that's also why I read what his comments are, even though his reputation is to not say a whole lot necessarily, as not totally slamming the door shut with Antonio Brown's fingers in it.
Jeremy Fowler, what he took away from Rooney's comments on Antonio Brown. Still hasn't spoken to Antonio Brown. Rooney called that, quote, disappointing. Antonio Brown has talked to Jerry Rice in the last week. He's FaceTimed with James Harrison, but he still won't get back to his owner. Doesn't want to be here. And this, I'm going to take what we're getting now secondhand from reporters, and I'm going to add what Bruce Arians said on Schefter's podcast. Diva, something's changed. It's gone to Antonio Brown's head. There, with the production has come the baggage and the change in personality. He thinks he's almost too big for his britches. It's gone to his head. He's narcissistic. He's full of himself, etc. It makes me feel like it's going to be harder to trade this guy than maybe I initially thought. You've got a columnist in Indianapolis who sits down with the Colts GM. They've got $100 million to spend. Greg Doyle writes, the Colts aren't going to touch Antonio Brown. They've got no interest in the guy. Kenny Golladay, the Lions wide receiver, goes on our sister station in Detroit a few minutes ago and says, I don't think we need Antonio Brown.
Of course he thinks that. He's their number one receiver. Why would
Julio
he think
Jones
they need him?
Julio Jones said the same thing last week.
Why would he think they need him? In Julio's case, he's one of the few guys that deserves to be mentioned in the same breath and depending on the day above Antonio Brown. Here's why I disagree with you, though. You're underestimating one of the fundamental things that drives the NFL, the arrogance of teams in general. There are teams that you've named that will say, okay, we don't need Antonio Brown. I would have only taken Indianapolis as a serious bidder for him anyway. There are how many other teams, though? 20-odd other teams, and maybe like five realistic places where he could land, where they'll just say, we can change this man or keep this man happy enough and productive enough and satisfied in terms of his targets enough that he walks the straight and narrow for us. Teams are arrogant when it comes to their culture, their way of doing things, and how it will impact problem children for everybody else. So that's why I don't think it's going to be maybe the return people want. It might not be a first-round pick.
Okay. Well, that's a big...
But you said you'd do it for a good second because you can move up in the draft.
Well, the expectation, I believe, that fans have for Antonio Brown's return right now, and tell me if you disagree with this, is either a pretty good first-round pick or a really good player back? That is the fan expectation.
Yeah, I think so. I think, at worst, a straight-up first-round pick that's, top 15 because people don't want, that 31st pick in the draft. And people want, the straight-up player deal if they can't get the first-round pick. I don't think people will be satisfied with the idea of you have acquired draft capital to maybe move into the top 15.
I think Art Rooney is feeling liberated or moved to say these things because he must know from talking to Kevin Colbert and others within his organization that they can get what they need or want back for Brown.
So if he feels that way and they feel that way, then maybe it won't be that hard to trade him.
But it might not. Okay, what they're willing to trade him for, matches up with the fans. When was the last time? Think about this. This is totally off the top of your head. I didn't prep you for this. When was the last time a great wide receiver got traded for a first-round pick?
I mean, Amari Cooper, if you call him great at his best day, got traded for a first rounder.
But the age.
I understand that. So a guy of Antonio Brown's age got traded for a first round pick. Oh, God. I can't even think of one.
Terrell Owens got traded for a second round pick to Baltimore, but the trade got nixed because his agent went to the NFLPA and they made him a free agent. He signed in Philly. Randy Moss got traded to the Patriots for a fourth round pick. Wes Welker got traded to the Patriots for a second round pick.
And Welker doesn't belong in the conversation with the other guys you're naming.
Brandon Cooks got traded for a first round pick twice.
I would still call him not a guy warranting. Like what you said, star wide receiver. Brandon Cooks is in that next tier down.
He's also younger and cheaper.
I understand that.
Right, but I'm trying to find a facsimile to Antonio Brown.
There is none, I don't think. And if you're going to go with the closest one, it's a guy like T.O. or it's a guy like Moss, which means you're probably getting a second round pick. The team I would still say would be most likely to actually want him, or not most likely to want him, but might do the deal and has a first round pick is Green Bay, but I don't think Rodgers wants him around. I wonder about would Cam Newton want him around. I wonder how this would all go. I wonder about the limited number of teams in that middle of the first round sweet spot that would actually want to court this man and say, you're our guy. Niners aren't giving up the second pick in the draft. Raiders aren't going to do it either, I don't think.
So Art Rooney was asked, how big of a distraction, how big of a problem was Antonio Brown this year? So we'll sink our teeth into that coming up. Want to hear some of your thoughts on, we'll get the ball rolling with Antonio Brown. That was the first thing on the menu with Art Rooney today. Said no trade discussions yet on Brown. Doubled down and said not that many signs out there that he's going to be back.
Art Rooney did say something, though, non-AB related that actually made me happy. Finally.
Okay, well,
I want to get into that
next,
too. We
got 3 hours and 45 minutes.
At some point today, we will get to something that Art Rooney said that actually makes me think that maybe he's more plugged in than I would have given him credit for.
Eric Hagman will do his best to summarize everything from Rooney in sports. If you want to react to this first topic up, Antonio Brown and the Steelers getting rid of him and what you can expect back and what you make of Rooney doubling down on getting rid of Antonio Brown, if you're ready to move on, just like the Steelers appear to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.